Chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, the king of Judah, this word came from Jehovah. This is what Jehovah says: Stand in the courtyard of the house of Jehovah, and speak concerning all the people of the cities of Judah who are coming in to worship at the house of Jehovah. Tell them everything that I command you. Do not take away a word. Perhaps they will listen, and each one will turn back from his evil way, and I will change my mind concerning the calamity that I intend to bring on them because of their evil deeds. Say to them, this is what Jehovah says: If you will not listen to me, by following my law that I have placed before you, by listening to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I am sending to you again and again, whom you have not listened to, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city an object of cursing to all the nations of the earth. And the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Jehovah. So when Jeremiah had finished speaking all that Jehovah had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people seized him and said,
You will surely die. Why have you prophesied in the name of Jehovah, saying, This house will become like Shiloh, and this city will be devastated and left without an inhabitant?
And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of Jehovah. When the princes of Judah heard these words, they came up from the house of the king to the house of Jehovah and sat down at the entrance of the new gate of Jehovah. The priests and the prophets said to the princes and to all the people,
This man deserves the death penalty, because he has prophesied against this city, just as you have heard with your own ears.
Jeremiah then said to all the princes and to all the people, It was Jehovah who sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that you have heard. So now, reform your ways and your actions, and obey the voice of Jehovah your God, and Jehovah will change his mind concerning the calamity that he has spoken against you. But as for me, I am in your hand. Do to me whatever seems good and right in your eyes. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and upon her inhabitants. For in truth, Jehovah sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing. Then the princes and all the people said to the priests and the prophets,
This man does not deserve the death penalty, for he spoke to us in the name of Jehovah our God.
Furthermore, some of the elders of the land rose up and began saying to the entire congregation of the people,
Micah of Moresheth was prophesying in the days of King Hezekiah of Judah, and he said to all the people of Judah, This is what Jehovah of armies says. Zion will be plowed up as a field. Jerusalem will become heaps of ruins, and the mountain of the house will become like high places in a forest. Did King Hezekiah of Judah and all Judah then put him to death? Did he not fear Jehovah and beg for Jehovah's favor, so that Jehovah changed his mind concerning the calamity that he had spoken against them? So we are about to bring a great calamity on ourselves.
And there was another man prophesying in the name of Jehovah, Urijah, son of Shemaiah from Kiriath-Jearim, who prophesied against this city and against this land with words like those of Jeremiah. King Jehoiakim and all his mighty men and all the princes heard his words, and the king sought to put him to death. When Urijah heard of it, he at once became afraid and fled to Egypt. Then King Jehoiakim sent Elnathan the son of Achbor and other men with him to Egypt. They brought Urijah from Egypt and took him to King Jehoiakim, who then struck him down with the sword and cast his dead body into the graveyard of the common people.
But Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, supported Jeremiah so that he was not handed over to the people to be put to death.